Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today in Isaiah, we are in chapters 51 and 52. We will listen to our guest reader, Denise Washington Blomberg, on chapter 51. Denise has been on Christian radio in Denver for over 20 years. And then chapter 52 will be brought to us by Faith Comes by Hearing. So let's get into chapters 51 and 52 of the book of Isaiah.
Isaiah 51. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness, you who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who bore you, for he was but one when I called him, that I might bless him and multiply him. For the Lord comforts Zion, he comforts all her waste places, and makes her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song. Give attention to me, my people, and give ear to me, my nation. For a law will go out from me, and I will set my justice for a light to the peoples. My righteousness draws near, my salvation has gone out, and my arms will judge the peoples. The coastlands hope for me, and for my arm they will wait. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look at the earth beneath, for the heavens vanish like smoke, the earth will wear out like a garment, and they who dwell in it will die in like manner. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will never be dismayed. Listen to me, you who know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear not the reproach of man, nor be dismayed at their revilings. For the moth will eat them up like a garment, and the worm will eat them like wool. But my righteousness will be forever, and my salvation to all generations. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in days of the old, the generations of long ago. Was it not you who cut Rahab in pieces, who pierced the dragon? Was it not you who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, who made the depths of the sea a way for the redeemed to pass over? And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. I am he who comforts you. Who are you that you are afraid of man who dies, of the Son of Man who is made like grass, and have forgotten the Lord your Maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and you fear continually all the day, because of the wrath of the oppressor, when he sets himself to destroy? And where is the wrath of the oppressor? He who is bowed down shall speedily be released. He shall not die and go down to the pit, neither shall his bread be lacking. I am the Lord your God, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I have put my words in your mouth, and covered you in the shadow of my hand, establishing the heavens, and laying the foundations of the earth, and saying to Zion, you are my people. Wake yourself, stand up, Jerusalem, you who have drunk from the hand of the Lord the cup of his wrath, who have drunk to the dregs the bowl, the cup of staggering. There is none to guide her among all the sons she has born. There is none to take her by hand among all the sons she has brought up. These two things have happened to you. Who will console you? Devastation and destruction, famine and sword, who will comfort you? Your sons have fainted. They lie at the head of every street, like an antelope in a net. They are full of the wrath of the Lord, the rebuke of your God. Therefore hear this, you who are afflicted, who are drunk, but not with wine. Thus says your Lord, the Lord your God, who pleads the cause of his people, behold, I have taken from your hand the cup of staggering. The bowl of my wrath you shall drink no more, and I will put it into the hand of your tormentors, who have said to you, bow down that we may pass over. And you have made your back like the ground, and like the street for them to pass over.
Isaiah 52.
Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For there shall no more come into you the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake yourself from the dust and arise. Be seated, O Jerusalem. Loose the bonds from your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus says the Lord, you were sold for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money. For thus says the Lord God, my people went down at the first into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them for nothing. Now therefore, what have I here, declares the Lord, seeing that my people are taken away for nothing? Their rulers wail, declares the Lord, and continually all the day my name is despised. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, in that day, they shall know that it is I who speak. Here am I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy, for eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Depart, depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Go out from the midst of her. Purify yourselves, you who bear the vessels of the Lord. For you shall not go out in haste, and you shall not go in flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Behold, my servant shall act wisely. He shall be high and lifted up and shall be exalted. As many were astonished at you, his appearance was so marred, beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the children of mankind, so shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him. For that which has not been told them, they see, and that which they have not heard, they understand.
Back in 1991, I read Isaiah 52 through 55 in one day, and I didn't have any journal entries on these chapters. 10 years later, in 2001, I wrote about these chapters. Isaiah must have been filled with the Holy Spirit to write such things. And I made a little quote, thus says the Lord, to speak for God, you better be right. And another 10 years later in 2011, I wrote, heaven and earth will pass away, but my salvation will be forever. Blessed are they who bring good news. All the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God, not just Jews. In chapter 51, verse 4, God reminds us of what he wants from Israel and what he wants from us today. He says, give attention to me, my people, and give ear to me, my nation. Yes, God wants our attention. He reminds us that this world is temporary. Look at 51, verse 6. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look to the earth beneath. For the heavens vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and they who dwell in it will die in like manner. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will never be dismayed. So why should we depend on something that's temporary when we can have a relationship with an eternal God? He puts it another way in verse 12. I am he who comforts you. Who are you that you are afraid of man who dies, of the Son of Man who is made like grass? So again, he says, you fear what men can do to you? But men are temporal. Men are like grass. They just blow away. Why not have a relationship with the one who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth? In chapter 52, he reminds Israel and Jerusalem of the coming salvation of the Lord. Beginning with verse 1, he says, awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion, put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. In verse 3, he reminds them, for thus says the Lord, you were sold for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money. And there will come a day when they will hear his voice and understand that it is he that will save them. Verse 7 says, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation. Verse 8 continues, the voice of your watchmen. They lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy. For eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Yes, the Lord will return to Jerusalem. Yes, Jesus will reign from Jerusalem on earth. But before he does, Isaiah reminds us that he is going to suffer. Behold, my servant shall act wisely. He shall be high and lifted up and shall be exalted. As many were astonished at you, his appearance was so marred beyond human semblance and his form beyond that of the children of mankind. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him. For that which has not been told them they see, and that which they have not heard, they understand. Yes, before he went to the cross and on the cross, Jesus was marred beyond human semblance. His form was beyond that of the children of mankind. He was barely recognizable. And tomorrow, chapter 53 is going to give us a great glimpse of the suffering Messiah. But until then, we pray to the Lord. We thank you that you remind us that salvation has been from the beginning. It comes through Israel, it comes through the Jewish people, but it comes to all mankind. And we thank you that through prophets like Isaiah, you tell us these things are so. Someday you will reign from Jerusalem. But until then, reign in our hearts. Make yourself very real to us. Holy Spirit, indwell us, we pray. In the name of Jesus, amen.